We're living in a dangerous world. We're living in a dangerous place. And you don't have to be fearful. Why? Perfect love casts out all fear. It's exciting to live in these days. Men, great days of opportunity to do what? My neighbor, my loved ones, my friends, my enemies, to share Christ, not by preaching to them, but the way I live.
Welcome to Somebody Loves You Radio, the Bible teaching ministry of Raul Reese in Diamond Bar, California. Today's lesson from Raul continues our study of 1 Peter, and we're glad to have you along. You know, this letter was written at a time of terrible persecution for the early church, and the comfort they received from the Lord can still drive us forward as believers living in the last days. Raul will give us encouragement to courageously stand firm in the world's growing opposition to the gospel, putting our trust in God's mighty faithfulness. If you have your Bibles, join us in 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 7. Here's Raul Reese.
As I was reading Peter and studying for tonight, as he's talking in 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 7, and he's talking about that the time is at hand, which we know that Peter was in a time living where Rome was really persecuting and prosecuting Christians. And it's really important that we understand that Jesus Christ, from the day of our birth of the church, back in the book of Acts, when Christ died, rose again, went to heaven, 40 days later after he was here, and then after he went and ascended to heaven, 10 days later, the Holy Spirit came upon the church. And the Bible says what? That the Holy Spirit would be here for how long? For 1900 years or 2000 years, and then the end would come. Did you know that it's been already 1900 years and the bride of Christ is getting ready to depart? The bride of Christ, who's that? The real church. Those that have repented and have been born again of the Holy Spirit and have received Christ by faith and are living lives of obedience to God. Not compromising, not making excuses. Very important. And Peter, with his own eyes, saw it. When it came time, if persecution does come, and I'm not saying that it's going to come, but it could come. If the Lord tarries and decides that he wants to really prove the church, not the beginning of tribulation or the last 3.5 years of great tribulation, but before that, if he wants to purify the church, the majority of the church of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is where? In the United States of America. And imagine what will happen. If they start knocking on your door, taking all of your identity from you, and trying to control you, and using the excuse like they did with animals, in case your pet gets lost, let's put that little chip in him, and then we can find him. Now they're talking about children, in case they get taken, to have a chip. What are they doing? They're conditioning us. Get that in your minds and in your hearts. They're conditioning us for what? For the coming Antichrist. The Bible talks about this. And it's really important that we understand that Peter was warning, and Peter with his own eyes saw those that were true believers and those that were phony baloney people when they came up to Caesar Nero. And they had to make a confession and say, Caesar is Lord or Jesus Christ is Lord. They bowed their knees to Caesar and walked away in safety. But those that said Jesus is Lord and denied Caesar is Lord, they were killed. They were tortured. Their wives, their husbands, and their children, and their grandbabies. And God, through his grace and his love and mercy, gave them, at the particular time when that happened, the grace to die. And I'm not talking standing before the council. I'm talking if before you stand before Caesar. Think of your everyday walk with Jesus Christ, how many times a day you deny the Lord by your disobedience to God. We need to be conscious of that. Whatever you're doing, wherever you work, wherever you play, making sure that God doesn't sleep nor slumber. Wherever you go, he goes. David said that. He's omnipresent. The Holy Spirit lives in you if you're a Christian. You can't get rid of him. He's with you all the time. The Holy Spirit gets grieved, Paul said, and the word grieve in the Greek means he brings pain to the Holy Spirit. Why? Because the Holy Spirit is a person, and he has feelings, and he has a mind. So it's really important that I understand that whether I am in the dark and nobody can see me, God sees. Why? The light is greater than the darkness. So you need to really be careful how you step. Walking through a minefield, you have to be careful how you step. You don't want to get blown up, you have to be careful. We're living in a dangerous world. We're living in a dangerous place. And you don't have to be fearful. Why? Perfect love casts out all fear. It's exciting to live in these days. Men, great days of opportunity to do what? My neighbor, my loved ones, my friends, my enemies, to share Christ, not by preaching to them, but the way I live. My example. On vacation, not on vacation, wherever I play, wherever I work. My life speaks louder than words. That's what Peter was teaching. Not what you say, it's what you do that makes you Christian. And I think it's really important that as Peter now is sharing, he's actually warning and saying the Lord is coming again. He came the first time, he's coming the second time. And then many people say, well, he didn't come when Peter said, well, it doesn't matter. My timing is not God's timing. One day is like 1,000 years and 1,000 years like one day, the Bible says. But he says he would come like out like a thief in the night. When you least expect it, he's going to come. He says, don't get yourself caught unaware. It's real important that we understand the words of the Bible. I think that this book is timely for us in this generation. We must be watchful for these are crucial days in the world that we're living in. The end is at hand. We know that for sure. And then Peter shares with us the warning, not only in this passage, but again, in chapter 5, he'll speak again of warning us of the coming of the Lord. That Christ will come again. He says in 1 Peter 5:8, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion seeking to see who he may devour. So it's not just the world, but the devil. Satan. Satan is our biggest enemy. Remember that. The devil is our biggest enemy. Why? Because he's the one that discourages us. He's the one that brings fear. He's the one that brings up the temptations that he wants to get us entrapped by. He's always looking for an opening door in our lives, how he can get into our lives and disrupt what we're doing for Christ. But that's why we put on the whole armor of God. Paul again tells us that. Paul the Apostle in the book of Romans, in chapter 13, verse 11, he says this, and do this, knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep, for now our salvation is nearer than when we first believed. So I believe what, almost 40 years ago, my salvation is near now, closer than 40 years ago. Whatever timetable is in your life. Notice what he says. The night is far spent. The day is at hand. Therefore, let us cast off the works of darkness and let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk properly as in the day, not in wild parties and drunkenness and lewdness and lust, not in strife or envy, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill its desires. Notice the warnings all the way to the New Testament. Now in this great chapter, what he does is he's coming to the conclusion of chapter 4, and he wants us to understand that what's coming is the ending of the first letter, but the second letter is coming too. And it's going to be even heavier. So Peter here is exhorting us on how to live properly in the world, not in heaven, in the world. And he does it by citing some of the general ethical interpretives here from Christianity in the situation here, which is the Word of God. And he does it with words like saying, finally, in the literal Greek means to sum it up. This is a summation of all things. Now, the end. Notice, the end of what? He says, the end of everything that I'm telling you, because the end of my life is coming. By the time the epistle would be done, in the second epistle, he would be dead. They would take him and crucify him upside down, and they would kill Peter. So these are virtues and quotations from the Old Testament. Like Psalm 32, 12 through 16 says, he's quoting, keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking deceit. Depart from evil, do good, seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are open to their cry. Notice what he says. The Lord's ears are open to who? To those that are righteous. His open eyes are open, watching the whole time, but listening the whole time when we're praying. He says, the face of the Lord is against those who do evil, to cut off the remembrance of evil people from the earth. Wow. That will cut them off. Anyone that is evil, one day will be cut off forever. Fully, completely.
This is Somebody Loves You Radio with Raul Reese. Our goal is to help you grow in faith as you anchor your life in God's Word. Visit SomebodyLovesYou.com to check out our wide array of resources. You can also download our free app for access to live-streamed Bible teaching, digital Bible studies, and much more. Now let's continue with more from 1 Peter. Here's Roel Reese once again.
So as we begin not only to look at this great chapter and coming to a conclusion, we remind ourselves that not only Peter, but even Jesus on the Sermon on the Mount, in Matthew 5:44, he said, but I say unto you, love your enemies, bless those that curse you, do good to those that hate you, and pray for those who despisefully use you and persecute you. Man, that was a real problem with me reading that chapter and that verse when I became a first Christian. I said, there's no way I'm going to do that. No way. Somebody does something to me, man, tenfold, for sure. You can't do that as a Christian. Luke 6:27 says, but I say to you who hear, love your enemies and do good to those that hate you. Bless those who curse you and pray for those that despisefully use you. So what is Peter doing? Peter now is in front of his enemies and he has to practice what he preaches. Just like us. We got to practice what we preach. Paul the Apostle, in writing to the Ephesians again, in chapter 4, verse 1 to 3, he says, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you or beg you to walk worthy of the calling in which you were called, with all lowliness and gentleness, with long-suffering, bearing with one another in love, endeavoring, notice, to keep the unity, again, of the Holy Spirit in the bond of peace. Wow. If we're not in tune with the Holy Spirit of God and we don't have love, then we are just what? We are not in unity with the Holy Spirit of God. He says again, verse 31 of chapter 4 and 32, let all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice, and be, notice the transformation, and be kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, just as God in Christ Jesus forgave you. Don't forget how much has been forgiven in your life. Don't forget. Very important. Colossians 3:13. Bearing one another and forgiving one another. If anyone has a complaint against another, even as Christ forgave you, so you must do also. But above all these things, put on love, which is the bond of perfection, to esteem them very highly in love for their work's sake, and be at peace among everyone. So to me, when I begin to not only read this, the Lord has given me a heart and a love for the Muslim. For the Muslim, I don't want them to see them go to hell. They've been deceived. So our job is to demonstrate love, to what? To give them the truth of the gospel, not to convert anybody. We leave that up to the Holy Spirit of God. And the best thing, if you work with Muslims or you live by Muslims, they're going to watch your life. Doesn't matter what you say, it's what you live that counts the most. That's how people come to know Christ. And yet, we trip, we fall, we blow it, but we need to make things right. We need to make things right before the Lord. And Peter blew it so bad, and yet God forgave him so much. And look what kind of a person he became at the end of his ministry, where he's pleading to the Christians in that generation, don't give in to Caesar. Don't bow your knees to him. Stand strong in the Lord. And check this out. This is so beautiful. Look at chapter 4, verse 7 of 1 Peter. What does he say after he speaks about the coming of the Lord? He says, therefore, be serious and watchful in your prayers. Notice that. Once again, we have an echo here of words from the Lord Jesus Christ in the book of Matthew. Remember, watch you therefore, Jesus said. Watch you therefore to be awake when we should be, what, resting or sleep is the most unwise thing to do. We need to be fully awake today. Too many people have gone to sleep already. To be asleep when we should be awake is the most dangerous time, not only for the Christian, but for the world. Just as we have evil people in the Muslim religions of the world today, Al-Qaeda and all these people that are trying to destroy America and destroy the world, and people that are living in America that have one thing working for them, changing our laws, changing our country, changing the people, and really using force to bring Islam to America. We need to be careful. We need to pray for them that the Holy Spirit will bring hundreds and thousands and millions of Muslims to Jesus Christ, because it's not impossible. Nothing is impossible with God. Nothing. There are people just like you and me. They have a heart and they have a soul. They've been deceived, like so many religions of the world. And they really, truly believe, not only in the Quran, they believe it so much that they're willing to die for it. We need to pray. Just like he says here, let me give you a couple things here. Being watchful, the spiritually alert. Number one, it requires prayer in our lives. Again, Paul says in Ephesians 6:18, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. Secondly, it requires, listen, daily living for Christ. 1 Corinthians 16:13, watch, stand fast in the faith, and be brave or courageous, and be strong. I like that. Courageous. Be courageous. Don't be a weakling. Stand fast. Watch. And have faith. And be strong. Thirdly, it is required for times of testing in your life, and in my life. Cancer, an automobile accident, losing your house, losing your job, whatever it is a time of testing. God really wants to see if you trust Him. Check this out. Luke 21:34. But take heed to yourselves, lest your hearts be weighted down with carousing, drunkenness, and the cares of this life, that day should come upon you unexpectedly, speaking of the rapture. For it will come as a snare on all those who dwell on the face of the whole earth. Notice Jesus' warning. It's going to come upon the whole earth. It's going to catch them, men, unexpectedly. Watch, therefore, and pray always that you may be counted. Here it is. Counted worthy to escape all these things that will come to pass to stand before the Son of God. What is he saying? That we need to be praying that we're not carnal, but that we're spiritual people. So when the rapture comes, we'll be taken out and we will not be here for what? For the last 7 years of world history. We won't be here. We will stand before the Son of God, before Jesus Christ. The real church, the spiritual church of Jesus Christ, will be taken to heaven. They will not be here. Just like Peter and all those that died in front of Caesar Nero, they were spiritual people. They gave their lives. They went to heaven. And yet they thought that the Lord would come. But then here we are in the last generation, and look what's going on today. And this is the fourth thing. It requires to wait and patience. Don't guess or lose heart. Matthew 25:13 says, watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour in which the Son of Man is going to come. Be watching. The word watch means be on the alert. And then check this out. When we pray, we have some requirements. Number one, you have to pray with a pure heart. With a pure heart. Psalm 66:18. If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not listen to me. Number two, we need to believe. That means to have faith. Matthew 21:22. In whatever thing you ask in prayer, believing, you will receive it. And I always pray what? According to His will, not according to my will.
We hope today's lesson has been an assurance for you that while you may feel hostility or even persecution for your faith, God can equip and empower you to boldly represent Jesus Christ. You're listening to Somebody Loves You Radio with Raul Reese. To review the message you've heard today, call us at 800-634-9165 and ask for Raul's teaching from 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 7. We'll send you an unedited copy for a donation of $5 or more. We'd also like to strengthen your spirit with Raul's 42-part study of 1 Peter. It's available on both CD and USB. In each lesson, you'll discover more of what it looks like to live a fearless, uncompromising life for the Lord as you follow the leading of His Holy Spirit. You'll also see that you can trust God to be with you in every trial and season of suffering, filling you with courage, purpose, and peace. To order Raul's 42-part study of 1 Peter, visit SomebodyLovesYou.com or call 800-634-9165. We'll send you the CD set for $63 or the thumb drive for $42. That's 800-634-9165. Or you can write us at Somebody Loves You Radio, P.O. Box 4440, Diamond Bar, California, 91765. We encourage you to take advantage of all of our free resources as well. Raul is happy to respond to your Bible questions and prayer requests, and you can email him at pastorraul@somebodylovesyou.com. You'll also want to join Raul for Straight Talk on the Somebody Loves You Worldwide YouTube channel every Tuesday at 10 a.m. West Coast time. And if you'd like to enjoy podcasts of any previously aired programs, look for us on iTunes and Spotify. This is a listener-supported ministry, and we are thankful for your partnership. Every gift you give enables us to keep sharing the Bible's truth. Well, join us again next time as we continue our study of 1 Peter with a challenge to bless those who oppose your faith utilizing your God-given gifts to point them to Jesus' love and salvation. Now, with the closing comment, here's Raul once again.
And check this out. 1 John 5:14, I love this. God's will. Now, this is the confidence that we have in Jesus Christ, that if we pray or ask anything according to His will, check this out, He hears us. He listens to you and He listens to me. Why? Because He loves you so much. That's why we're here. And I want the Holy Spirit meant to come upon us and to really fill our lives and to really do a tremendous work wherever you go to school, wherever you work, wherever you play, whatever you do, that you will be an instrument of righteousness, that God will shine in you and through you. And without speaking a word, people will be falling to their knees and saying, "What do you have that I don't have?" Why? Because they see Jesus in you.
This program is sponsored by Somebody Loves You Radio in Diamond Bar, California.